This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
I know there's a lot to break down from the game yesterday. I was just curious, before the game started, can you tell us about that moment y'all got to share with Pam Oliver and bringing her that honorary jersey?
Well, Pam's obviously been a great ambassador to the game and been a good friend of ours. She's covered many, 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 many Cowboy games throughout the years, and some big ones at that. But, no, she's truly an ambassador to the NFL and has done an amazing job, you know, bringing the game to our fans at home, and somebody we have the utmost respect for.
There can be all kinds of information going across. I thought it would be best to get the information from you. Can you tell us any more about what exactly happened with Ezekiel Elliott, and has he been late or absent from some of these meetings?
No, it's certainly something that we're addressing, and he has been. It was related to discipline, and that's really all we have to say about it. It was obviously to a level that Coach McCarthy and the organization felt it should be addressed. And, you know, Zeke's a great competitor and been one of the great players to come through this door. And I know, you know, going forward, you know, he wants to continue that standard, and certainly we expect that standard.
With that in mind, are you surprised at all that it came to this, given how when he was signed, you know, he's a great locker room person? Are you surprised at all that this problem has come up?
Sure, you don't ever expect this from your, you know, from players like Zeke, who are some of the, like I said, some of the best players to ever, you know, be in a Cowboy uniform. So, but at the same time, you know, no one's perfect, and people make mistakes, and I'm sure Zeke will, you know, get it right going forward.
Stephen, how best can you explain the emotion or the mood that this team is in at the moment?
You know, I just think it's a, you know, it's a big disappointment, and certainly frustrations. I mean, we certainly had high expectations for this football team, and you know, we still got a lot of football left to play. But certainly, it is getting to a point where we've got to, you know, where we've got to turn it and get the thing headed in the right direction. And but anytime you have high expectations and you know feel like you've got a team that can compete for a championship, and certainly like we've done for the previous 3 years, and you're not playing to that standard, which I think everybody understands we're not, and then you're certainly disappointed and frustrated.
Jerry talked to the team. What was the hope? What was the message he was trying to get across to the players?
I think the message is that, you know, just what I just said, that we're, everybody, I'm sure, in that locker room is, you know, frustrated and disappointed. But at the same time, you know, everybody, if you've been in sports, you've been in business, whatever, you know, in families, you know, you have these moments, and it's how you respond. And if you respond the right way, you know, good things are out there for you. And, you know, no one goes through anything in life, like I said, whether it's your family, whether it's your work, whatever it is that you don't have and meet challenges. And certainly we're at that point with this football team, and, you know, we need to respond. And this has been a team that has, you know, has a locker room that I think has all the right men in it. I think we've got a great coaching staff with skins on the wall who've been through this. And, you know, this is certainly a point where we need to respond. We certainly know, as I said, we have 9 games left, but at the same time, you know, if we've got to turn it sooner than later, we're going to put ourselves behind, an 8-ball that you can't get around. So, you know, we understand the task at hand and understand that there's going to be criticism, rightfully so. And, you know, we have to do something about it internally and not to and know that there's not going to be a lot of help outside the locker room.
Well, that actually might have just answered my next question from the external perspective. Got about 28 hours, give or take, till the trade deadline. I know NFL doesn't always have the busiest trade deadline, but would you anticipate any movement from your organization before then?
Certainly wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we look at it, in a lot of ways. You look at, one, improving your football team, but two, also, not only improving the football team for this year, but for the future. And we're always looking for that and seeing how it fits in the big picture. And I wouldn't rule that out.
Is there any part of you, because I feel like in your position, you have to examine all potential avenues. Is there any part of you that would also take phone calls from the other teams that would be looking to pick up players off of your team? And maybe you go ahead and pick up some extra draft capital for this offseason?
Trades are always both ways. And as you said, you got to look at it, through the lens of how we view our players and how we view other teams' players. And if something makes sense, and then we certainly would look at it. And
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But that's, what goes with it. Trades can be for draft picks. Trades can be players for players that make sense. And we'll certainly be looking at that as we head toward the deadline tomorrow afternoon.
Can you tell us any more, Stephen, about Dak Prescott's injury and what the prospect of him is at the moment playing further down the road, future here?
Oh, yeah. Our future plan for the Cowboys?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. This upcoming week, yeah.
It's a bright one and a long one.
No. No, just kind of this week specifically.
Oh, well, this week certainly we're going through, all the steps of evaluating Dak and, what's involved in his hamstring injury there. And we'll certainly make a solid decision based on what comes back. But certainly we're just in the progress of evaluating it right now and wouldn't be able to comment.
Okay, if there was something to happen, is Rush the preferred starter after Dak?
We'll cross that decision when the time comes. Certainly I thought Cooper did a great job stepping in yesterday, which he's done before. and really done at a high level. So obviously these guys have a lot of confidence in Cooper, but you know, at the same time, we know we got a young quarterback there in Trey that did some good things as the preseason proceeded. But you know, we feel good that we got two good backup quarterbacks there if we need to address that.
I don't know if you saw this or not. We talk about the frustration and being in the heat of the battle. It looked like on the TV broadcast in the fourth quarter, Dak Prescott mouthed to one of his teammates, "We effing suck." Does that encapsulate the frustration you feel like a lot of the guys are feeling at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's frustration, and people like a Dak knowing that, you know, the standard you need to play to win in the NFL. And, you know, I think, you know, there is frustration, and, you know, we're doing things that, you know, don't help our cause, whether it's penalties, whether it's getting the ball, whether it's turning the ball over. We all know these are all things that make it hard to win in this league. And certainly everybody's, you know, as I said, everybody has their moments of frustration when a team that, you, as I said, really felt like you're holding, you know, really felt like we had a high bar in terms of what our expectations are, and then falling short, you're going to have those frustrations.
Okay, when it comes to penalties, I was working at the website, the Cowboys website, whenever Bill Parcells was here, and he would say, "I don't coach penalties," and I never really understood that, Stephen. Can you explain that a little bit to me? And how do penalties get taken out of a team? What needs to happen?
It's at the end of the day, it's just the consistently working on it and having your focus and your where it needs to be, and you know, certainly. You know, the fact that we're not doing well in that category in terms of how, you know, an average team does or a really good football team does, then we've got work to do on that. And, you know, I'm sure Bill could give you his thought process. My take is on it. I know coaches coach just the opposite, which is they damn sure don't coach penalties. And, you know, the idea is to coach penalties out of the game. And right now we've got to, you know, the players got to be committed and focus more. And I know certainly our coaches are going to keep pushing to eliminate those penalties.
CeeDee Lamb yesterday looked like he was in terrible pain, and he kept going back out onto the field. I'm trying to figure out exactly the mentality of what CeeDee's feeling there. Is that because I got to live up to this contract, or I'm just this kind of player? What can you explain a little bit about why he kept going out there? Did you think it was necessary?
I think he's that type of player. I think if we'd have let Dak go out there, he would have gone out there. I mean, I think, you know, that's what brings frustration to you know, to this locker room right now is people do hold our team and themselves to a high standard. And I think it's just the type of players they are. No one wants to not be out there doing something about you know, the struggles that we're having right now. And CD's at the front of the line, and, you know, that's why you step up. And what's made him great is, you know, in the NFL, there's a lot of players in this league who play when things don't feel perfect. And certainly, you know, I put CD and Dak at the front of the line. We obviously didn't think CD had something that he could injure further, but it was also obviously that he was competing his ass off and wanting to do something about the outcome of that game.
MRIs for both of those guys today? Is that factually?
Yes.
Okay. This is a logistical question. When Coach McCarthy spikes the tablet out of frustration, do y'all have to pay for that? Is there a fine? I'm like seriously curious about how the logistics of that work.
Yeah, well, we're not worried about the logistics of that. I mean, we're out there competing, and there's things a lot more important than an iPad at stake when you go out and play one of these football games.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. I know probably busy couple of days. We will catch up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
There you go, Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm a little disappointed by that last answer because I really wanted to know if, like, the NFL budgets – you can break six of these tablets per season, or yeah, we have to pay $150. Like, I just was really curious.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.